Blog Talk Radio.
The Cross-Niche Journalist Marketing Training Radio for this segment, Cross-Brand Journalism Off the Grid, providing nonlinear brand journalism concepts from a cross-industry's vantage point for establishing your communications brand and business in a way that is unique to you. These segments also provide you with cross-branding journalism marketing strategies that will help you be most effective in this new era of media journalism. I am your cross-niche marketing facilitator, Alicia Nicole Waters, serving as your cross-niche marketing journalist and cross-industries authority from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. And today I want to talk with you about becoming a cross-niche guest blogger. And there are several great benefits to being a guest blogger for various arenas that can open up many doors for you to expand in other areas. And this is a perfect way to cross-brand your journalism agenda. Also, making a career out of guest blogging allows you to formulate your blogging efforts into a business focus and positions yourself to be booked to blog just like a high-level speaker. And so I want to share with you five key considerations for becoming a cross-niche guest blogger. And number one is that you're going to need to be clear. Get clear about the industries that you want to blog for. This is very, very important. Clarity is key. You need to be clear about the industries that you want to blog for. And number two, what are your primary areas of expertise or passions that you want to share on other platforms? Again, that goes back to number one, about being clear about the industries that you want to blog for. And then tying in number two, you have to know your primary areas of expertise or the passions that you want to share on these various blogging platforms. And number three is, how often do you want to guest blog? Do you want to be a regular contributor or just maybe a one-time guest on several platforms? Again, you have to be extremely clear about what it is that you want from this blogging experience. And this leads right into number four. Number four is, what are your goals? What are your goals as it relates to why you want to be a guest blogger or be a guest blogger for various industries? Examples, do you want more exposure? Is this for income? Are you trying to develop connections or joint ventures? You have to be very clear about what your overall chief aim is going to be as it relates to this blogging agenda. And then number five, you have to do your research. You have to do your research. And then after you do your research, then you reach out to the potential platforms that you feel are going to be in most alignment for what it is that you're trying to accomplish, and make sure that you create a win-win for yourself and for that particular platform. So if you have several industries that you want to be a guest blogger for, I would recommend starting with maybe two if you want to become a regular contributor. Now, once you get your overall feel of the process, then you can start blogging more as a contributor for other platforms. And if you're wanting to make guest blogging a career, then I would recommend having maybe only one primary blog site for your own that you need to be very consistent on, so that you can focus your efforts on being a regular contributor on several other blogs. You would be doing this almost like being a contributor to a magazine that you would be writing for. Now, I'm not saying that you can't have more than one blog to manage if you currently have more than one blog right now. You know, there are several ways that you can leverage your time and your effectiveness by pre-writing and scheduling your blog posts. So if you find that you can be consistent and have some system management, you can still maintain one blog, two blogs, three blogs, however many blogs that you currently have, if you know how to systematize correctly to be consistent. Now, if you're new to this experience or you haven't been consistent with your current blog, then you want to consider focusing more on getting guest blogging opportunities that can lead into your website to give you exposure to your products and your services and not just your blog. And I will share that early on, I had several blogs that I was hosting for different industries, but I found it to be more leveraging to be a guest blogger instead of advertising my blog emporium, which contained about a dozen or more blogs on it. You know, now in addition to my primary blogs that I use my other blogs as blog tour platforms where I host a content tour, you know, as an event for that particular industry whenever I want to. This way, I can focus more on guest blogging for different industries through cross-pollinating my expertise and my passions to make an income and an impact. So I want to quickly recap for you the five key considerations for becoming a cross-niche guest blogger. Number one, you're going to get clear. You're going to get very clear about the industries that you want to blog for. And number two, again, discover what are your primary areas of expertise or passions that you want to share on these other platforms. And number three, how often do you want to guest blog? Again, think about if you're going to be a regular contributor, you want to make this a career, or you just want to guest blog one time or every once in a while on several different platforms. And once you know all of these, then number four, you're going to establish your goals. That way you can begin to set up a plan. So you establish your goals by thinking about, why am I doing this? What is my big why for being a guest blogger? Again, going back to whether it's exposure, whether it's income, the connections that you want to make, just make sure that you're very clear about your goals so that you can create an implementation strategy process for yourself that's going to be most effective. And number five was about doing your research to make sure that you have the proper alignment for being a guest blogger, a cross-niche blogger for the various industries. And then once you do your research, then you begin to reach out to these different platforms and see if potentially it's a great fit for you and for them, for you to be you to serve them, and for you to make an income and an impact to their audience. So if you're interested in setting up your guest blogging agenda, or even if you want to just up-level your blogging agenda that you have now, then I'm going to invite you to consider doing a VIP day with me that's called Get the Blog on Things Done Already. Or if you just want to maximize your blogging potential, or again, if you're new to blogging and you really want to get off the non-blogging fence that I would call it, then I want you to consider to join my course that's called Just Do the Blog on Thing. It's a business breakthrough blogging course, and it's facilitated in a Facebook group. And within that course, there are three modules, and also there is a module enhancer report and my movies for creating the mental blogging cultivation that is going to be required for creating breakthroughs. And these modules and all the other materials can be found in the file section for the convenience. It's a self-study course and a self-paced course, and it's in a Facebook membership group, and that group also provides additional ongoing support for building your blogging empire. So I want to quickly just sort of cover for you what is included in the course. The modules are all about creating static breakthroughs in your business with blogging. And number one, the first module, is about getting off the non-blogging fence. And this is where you get clear and you start to define, decide, and do. That's the intention of this particular blog module, is to define, decide, then do. And number two, Business Blogging Breakthrough Mastery. And this is all about intention, impact to increase your income. Very important if you want to be able to create ecstatic breakthroughs in your blogging business. And blog module number 3 is monetizing mastery with bloggertizing. And this is all about accelerate, accumulate, and achieve your greater success through blogging. And as I mentioned earlier, that there is a blog module enhancer report that's included in this particular course, and it's called Let's Give Them Something to Blog About. And this is all about blog content creation with ease and success. A lot of times bloggers sometimes have a hard time coming up with content, and this particular module report, it's an enhancer, sort of shows you where you can get content and how you can simplify your efforts in being able to be most effective and consistent. And then also we use Blogging for Breakthroughs Mind Movies, and there are 2 mind movies that we use, and one is called Money Come to Me Through Blogging, and then the next one is Billionaire Blogging Mindset, and those are 2 mind movie videos that we incorporate into this course. And so if you're interested, here's what you need for the course. You will actually need the blog planner that's called Just Do the Blog On Thing Already. It is an intentional blogging planner for creating business breakthroughs, and you can find the paperback version of that on Amazon, and you will need actually the paperback version for the course. And again, that is available on Amazon. And you will also need to subscribe to the membership group and be sure to read the description for details. You can just visit Facebook for Just Do the Blog On Thing, and you will be able to learn more about the course. And also, if you're going to join me for a VIP day, then you actually will get the course for free as a bonus. And you can find this information in the show descriptions, or you can visit Facebook and look for the group Just Do the Blog On Thing Business Breakthrough Blogging Course. Well, I hope that this particular segment has provided you with a new perspective for guest blogging and cross-branding yourself as a cross-niche blogger to serve in various arenas. I am so thankful again that you tuned in, and it's time to just do the blog on thing and get the exposure that you need. It's time for you to really show up, you know, in different industries. I really believe that you have what it takes to make a huge impact on multiple industries. And trust me, they need you. So thanks again for tuning into this segment of the Cross Brand Journalism Off the Grid here on the Cross Niche Journalist Marketing Training Radio. I am Alicia Nicole Waters from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com, and I'm empowering you to consider taking your journalism career to the next level as a guest blogger for Cross Industries. And until next segment, always stay off the grid and stay blessed.